This is Real Life with Lisa Jesswein on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Lisa Jesswein.
I am so excited about today because I think this is what they call kismet or something. And let me set the scene here. Every time when I get up in the morning, I usually have my phone with me and I turn on one of my YouTube channels, and I believe it was on Motivation HQ or one of these. And I hear this fantastic speaker, and her name's Olympia. And LaPointe, and I'm listening. I'm like, wow, what a cool story. This is so amazing. And just really enjoying what I'm hearing. That very day, I go into work and I get an email from one of the publishers of her book that says, hey, would you like to interview Olympia LaPointe? And I'm like, what? That was just one of those very exciting moments. And we are going to talk to her today. She's considered kind of like the modern day hidden figure, award-winning rocket scientist and author. She overcame poverty, gang violence, and failing marks. She launched 28 rocket missions into space. And she is dedicated now to make sure you know that you can overcome fears and do anything you want. Hello, Olympia.
Hi, how are you?
I literally was freaking out when I just listened to you that morning, and I come in and they're asking me if I want to interview. I'm like, yes.
Well, this is meant to be.
It is meant to be. I mean, you've been all around. You've done TEDx and you've been in all the major, news outlets. When did all of this start for you? Because I want to go back, because you talk a lot about your upbringing and what happened to you during those years when they were the tough years, when all that started. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, yes. It will be my pleasure. Many people know me as the modern-day hidden figure. They saw me in People magazine. I am Olympia LaPointe. I've helped launch 28 space shuttle missions to space. I have the ability to teach people through my books, Mathophobia, and my new book, Answers Unleashed. And people are really shocked to find out that I did not come from the greatest circumstances as a youth, but rather I went through such difficulty. And it is through that difficulty that I realized that we have the power to change our lives based on our thinking. And I show people how to do this. And for my own life, I went through a situation where I went through a field trip when I was 6 years old to the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. And that's where I saw jet engines and their mission control room. And I told myself I wanted to be just like the men launching rockets. and I shared that in my TED talk. And it was so amazing because I that's something that I knew I wanted to do, but I didn't understand the type of challenges it was going to take. I mean, it's to become a rocket scientist. It's now easier now if you know the steps to do it. But for me, that was back in the 1980s. That was almost impossible because of my upbringing. I was in a very impoverished neighborhood in South Central Los Angeles with gang violence, and we struggled to eat every single day, much less to do anything outside of the house that would jeopardize our safety. I would go to school just so I could have a meal, and it was so exciting because I got a chance to learn at school, and that was like my ability to go up to a place and actually feed my brain. And the Challenger explosion happened in 1986. Wow. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Oh, it's I know right where I was, too.
Yes. And I write about that in my Huffington Post article about the what happened with Challenger. And I think I was like 9, maybe 10 at most. Or no, I was 8. I think I was 8 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing that explosion and thinking to myself, someone has to do something to make sure the astronauts are going to be safe when they go out and out of space. We can't happen that anymore. And I not knowing that I literally programmed my brain at that moment in time, made the decision that I was going to be that person. And it didn't hit me. It didn't occur to me how powerful our choices are and how powerful that choice would be in my own life until years later when I was failing algebra, failing geometry, failing calculus, and failing chemistry. And then there was a teacher that offered to help that help students during the winter break. He volunteered to come in and just tutor people. And I thought everyone was going to show up, but I was the only person that showed up. And it was through that time with him, I recognized that the only thing that was holding me back, granted, I failed algebra. I didn't have the best economic situation. I didn't have the common tools that were needed to succeed. But the main thing that was holding me back was how I viewed myself and how I viewed the power that I could bring to this world based on my own thinking. I had to remove the fear in my own head in order to achieve what it was that I set out to do. And the only way to do that was to change and reshape my brain. And it was through working with Mr. Provincio was his name. I always remember it was through working with him over that 30-day period that I realized that I was actually smart. And it was how I had to change the way I was looking at situations to change my life. And I graduated after that. I took the AP Calculus test, and it would be a beautiful story if I still did well, but I didn't.
We appreciate your honesty.
I took the test, but it was like that change. Sometimes change goes deep, and sometimes it's not immediate, but once it does happen, it's powerful and explosive. And that change took probably a good, probably like 3 months. I'd say a good 90 days. And then I was later on admitted to California State University, Northridge, where I became a mathematics tutor. And I ended up helping over 10,000 people in educational programs, tutoring programs and group settings to help people graduate. And as I was working with each person, I actually mastered the mathematics finally. And it was through helping myself and other people did I graduate top five out of a 6,500 graduating class, and which opened the door for allowed me to launch for NASA.
You know, first of all, in this beautiful story, in this moment, can we just pause to recognize the power that teachers have to change a life? And they are grossly underpaid. And so I'm just going to throw that out there that I'm really glad he was able to reach out and help you with how to change your own mindset about how you felt about yourself and your circumstances, where you came from, knowing that you could do more. And what I want to ask you is, if someone doesn't have a teacher like that, what can they tap into? Where can they get that sense of I belong or I matter?
Really, really profound question. When we know that we are connected, mm-hmm. when we know that we are loved, when we know that we are a manifestation of love in a particular environment, that unleashes our power. Mm-hmm. But when we do not know we have supporters, when we do not know that we have mentors, and when we do not know that we have the power in ourselves to change a situation, we will forever be looking in the mirror thinking we are less than what we are. Mm. When someone can see that their life has a purpose, and no matter who comes in it or who comes out of it, when they can see that their life has a purpose and that they are on this planet for a reason, and it doesn't matter what money you have, what education you have, what people in your life, it's the fact that you are living for a reason, and it is up to you for every single day to get up and to find out what that reason is. That's when you change your life, and that's when you attract the people who are willing to be in your life to help you and to move you forward.
Because I'm not only just impressed by your accomplishments in NASA, and yes, all that's fabulous, but listening to you over the videos that I watch and everything, it is your sort of strength and courage and faith in knowing that absolutely anybody can do this. That's what's most important.
Anyone. And it doesn't matter if it doesn't matter what your situation. You could be failing and you can still succeed. People can have a genius mind at any age. Don't ever, ever let someone tell you that you're not smart, because you are. You are on this planet for a reason. You contribute to life for a reason. You are here because what it is that you will create. Every single one of us has that ability in our lives. It doesn't matter if you've just come from a broken relationship or marriage that is disavowing itself. It doesn't matter. You still have the ability to make change and be in a powerful relationship with yourself. It doesn't matter, because what it is that you are going through in life is because it is preparing you to be able to make the change, not only in your own life, but it is preparing you to make the change in everyone else that you encounter.
That's just, yeah, that's some deep stuff. I love it. We're just going to let that hang right there. Let people sort of absorb all of that. The book is called Answers Unleashed, The Science of Unleashing Your Brain's Power. And another thing that sort of intrigued me is you wrote another book called Mathophobia. And I was just telling my producers in here, I am afraid of math the way some people are afraid of clowns. And thing is that I can trace that fear back. I know when that fear of math actually started, and it's,
really?
I can. And I was sick at the time. I was getting tutored at home, and there was a math question, and I stared at it and my head went blank. And the tutor said, you know this, just answer it. You know this. And I froze, and I felt completely stupid in that moment. And I let fear get a hold of me, and I had feared math ever since that, which is why I ended up in radio and doing commercials and anything that was creative. I went totally opposite brain, okay, Olivia? So knowing that fear is a big, you say fear is a choice. So talk a little bit about that.
Oh, wow. Thank you for sharing your story. That is amazing. What I recognize is that when people have a fear of mathematics, I call it mathophobia, and it's a real condition. It is a severe fear that happens in the brain when someone has to do calculations, anything that regards mathematics.
Mm-hmm. That's
me. Someone will freeze up. They will look at something and will come blank.
Yep.
They will have like a sweaty palms. They will not know what's going on. And so what's happening is that there's a fear in the brain, in the reptilian part of the brain, that shuts off the frontal brain lobes. And the problem is that when someone is doing mathematics, they have to use the frontal brain lobes in order to transport a problem into a solution. So when someone has a fear, it turns off the frontal part of their brain from working. It's like their executive decision-making mind. And so they then are trapped in fear. And so if this fear continues, it creates all sorts of chemical reactions in the brain that keeps the brain from reshaping. So most people are not aware that they are one of four mathophobia characters, and that's what I talk about. The first person is Quincy the Quitter. They'll quit before they even try. The second person is Donna the Overdoer. She's a person who will... She will do so much that she will totally miss the strategy of why she's doing it. There's Samuel the Struggler, who's like this brilliant Einstein in disguise that has always been told he's stupid because he thinks differently. And then there is Crystal the Criticizer, who points the fingers at everybody because she doesn't know how to become a beginner again. So there is these characters that we all take on when we try and solve problems dysfunctionally. So the book is like a clever way to introduce how we dysfunctionally try and solve problems when we're not using our frontal brain lobes, which is our decision, higher executive power, brain power. And what's really fascinating is that most people, when they go through a very challenging emotional time in their life, and usually this happens in someone's youth, when they go through a very emotional time, whether it be a divorce in the family or sickness or bullying or anything that will trigger high amounts of emotion in someone, that typically is when you see mathematics scores and mathophobia happen. Like you'll see poor math scores and you'll see mathophobia take off, because it is during that presence of emotional turmoil that someone's fear gets triggered, and the first place you see it is when they attempt to do mathematics, because that's how and the right. only way that you use your frontal brain lobe.
Yeah, but and it can be changed. I can decide I'm good at math, or I want to learn math, or if someone's I want to get a new job, or I want to change my life in some way. So it is a decision. I don't have to live by what occurred to me when I was a child, when that seed was planted.
Exactly. You have the ability at any point in your life to change your thinking and completely remove the impact of fear on your life. And it doesn't matter if it's mathematics fear, it doesn't matter if it is life fear, or it doesn't matter if it's traumatic-based fear. You have the ability to be able to take the impact of fear out of your life so you can reshape your brain and rewire it so you can achieve amazing feats. And I share this in my first book, Mathophobia. It's a three-step process. You actually have to be aware of what type of fear you have, what type of mathophobia you have. You have to change your thought, thinking behind it. You literally have to say different words out of your mouth. And then you can take action steps that is in direct opposition for your fear. In my second book, Answers Unleashed, I talk about, it's like a neuroscience textbook. So it actually shares how the brain works and all the intricate functions of it. And it shows how you can identify chaotic situations in your life and recognize how it is triggering you to think. So you can actually take that thinking and use it and shift it. So you use the energy from that chaotic situation so you can apply it to your own life to boost you to where you need to go.
Now, I'm back, and I'm like a child now, and I'm going through my brain about all these things that occurred and when some of my fears and limitations started. And if you're listening to this and that may have happened to you as well, that's okay. I really want you to take in what Olympia is saying and try and change up some of those thought patterns to get you moving forward in a positive manner. Now, in your book, you also talk about intuition, and you say this is kind of an essential guide for us. How does that, because sometimes people think of intuition, they think, oh, total opposite side of the brain than this, you know, than the side that does math or whatever. So how does intuition help us? And is there anything we can do to sort of tap into that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, great. We all have intuition, and it's not just something that women have. It's not something that spiritual healers have. It's not something that is like what is it called? It's not like woo-woo. No. It's actually real.
Huh. Imagine that.
It is real. And I show it with science in my book. We all have the ability to see things and know things before it exists. That's what every single scientific innovator does. They see a concept and see they see a connection before it's proven. And it's the going off of that intuition hunch that drives them to making a scientific discovery. It's going off that intuitive hunch to be able to create the innovative product that will connect people across the world. It is the natural ability that our brain has. And so what I define as the tree of brain, it's the left, right, and center part of the brain. And so the center part, I call the faith sector, and it is the connections, what connects the left and the right together, and it's all that connects the brain to the body and your body to the outside world. And so these connections form the energy that moves throughout your brain and your nervous system, as well as it is the energy that you put out into the world. Literally, it's physical energy, and I show this with Einstein's theory of relativity. So when we actually recognize the energy that we're placing out into the world through our brain, as well as the energy that is coming into our world, that is intuition. So the intuition can come in many different forms. What intuition is the ability to be able to think independent of time and space. Mm. So you're not limited to the past. You're not limited to the present, and you're not limited to the future. You're able to be able to create no matter where you are. no matter what type of past difficult situations that you have encountered, no matter what you're going through right now with any type of obstacles, and no matter what you'll go through in the future, your brain has the ability to reshape and overcome any situation, and that is the form of intuition. So one of the exercises that I give in the book, and I give probably a good 30 exercises in this textbook, is how to actually develop this intuition. And one exercise is very simple.
Okay.
It is anything that what you have to do is you have to envision where you want to be in the future in the next 5 years. Envision. I mean, just sit down and just be calm. Go to one of your most favorite places you want to go to, a beach or a tranquil environment. And just if you can imagine the most ideal life for yourself, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? And you really just feel it. Feel it. If you had no restrictions, you had every single thing that you could move you towards that, what would it be? And so you put that into your brain. You literally rewire your brain with that knowledge. And what you're doing is using the faith side of your brain and your intuitive side to actually move independent of space and time to actually start creating that at the present moment. Mm. And when you do that, you have to also recognize the fears that hold you back. So whatever fears that you are holding onto, you literally write them on a piece of paper and you acknowledge them, and you acknowledge them as no longer being a force that's going to hold you back. So you have to literally cancel, clear, and delete this particular process that you have been holding onto. And you have to, this may sound strange, but it works. I just did this at a Women in Education conference this last Friday. You can talk to yourself in the future. Mm-hmm. I mean, just like you see yourself in the future, you ask yourself in the future to come back and tell you whatever it is that you need to know at the present time. So if you use your brain power to be able to see yourself in the future and just literally ask yourself, what do I need to know right now that's going to help me to get to where you are in the next 5 years? Mm-hmm. You literally can receive the message, and that message, you write it down and you hold on to that instead of the fear.
Okay. Right now, future Lisa said there's a really hot guy in a house with a pool and two Labrador retrievers waiting for me. So yes. Hello. I'm good with that. Let's do that. I like what she has to say. Well, we've been speaking to Olympia LaPointe and her most recent book, Answers Unleashed, The Science of Unleashing Your Brain's Power. We have come to the part of the show that we lovingly call the RL3, three silly, goofy, off questions that Olympia has graciously agreed to answer. And are you ready for question number one?
Yes.
Here we go. You have to finish this sentence. It would surprise you to know that.
Oh, it would surprise me to know that everybody has something that they're insecure about.
Even you?
Yeah. Oh, God, I can have a list.
See, so it's going to surprise us to know that you actually have some insecurities.
Yeah, and we're all human. That's what I actually learned. Just like, oh, my God, like some of the biggest, most influential leaders that I look up to, they still go through some of most challenging things that you would never, ever think of. And I've had the opportunity to interview people and find out them about that it's all on answersunleashed.com where I share about my experiences interviewing people. And this was amazing. I had no idea that some of the greatest leaders struggle with the same thing all of us struggle with. And so it just amazes me to just always be reminded that every single one of us is human and we all don't have the answers.
Amen to that.
Together we get it.
We're all connected. All right. Question number two. Do you possess any of the qualities of your astrological sign?
Oh.
Now, what sign are you? Let's find out.
If you really want to go deep, I have a sun sign of Sagittarius.
She knows this. Okay.
Yes. And then what is it? A moon sign. Wait. A rising sign. Rising sign of Capricorn.
Aha.
So which one is it?
I
even know my moon sign.
What is your astrological sign?
So my sun sign is Sagittarius. So Sagittarius people are supposed to be really, really fun, outgoing,
yeah.
always like learning. And that's what I love to do. Yes, I love fun, but I'm also a person that has a strong work ethic. So I love putting fun into something that's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my gift. I create something that is moving, but something that is entertaining at the same time. And I've kind of fallen into that with my career choice.
You're a clear Sag. All right. Here is our last and final question. It is, we need to find out your fantasy name. So I need the name of your very first pet and the street you grew up on. What is your new fantasy name?
My new fantasy name?
Yep. So the first pet you ever had, what's that name?
My first pet, Lady Cow.
So Lady Cow, and what street did you grow up on?
Which street I grew up on?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I grew up on a street. It was in L.A. And I'm actually not going to name the street.
You're not going to name the street?
I'm not going to name the street, but I am going to say it was off of Hoover Street in Los Angeles.
That's it, girl. We're just going to call you Lady Cow Hoover. That is your new fantasy name, Lady Cow Hoover. And I don't know. That's a good name for her. I like it. Lady Cow Hoover. We so appreciate your time and your energy. We will have all of the links up on our website. And thank you so much, Olympia, for sharing all of this with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.